Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Glad you're along for the conversation. The open border, despite everything else that's going on, the open border, 8 million, 10 million, some say 12 or 15 million illegals have come across that border in the last 3.5 years since Joe Biden stumbled into the Oval Office. It's going to be an election year issue in many states. And in fact, Ted Cruz just accused John Tester of running from the room when the articles of impeachment were brought over by the House managers. Joining me now to talk about this, John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can always find out more at crimeresearch.org. John, good to see you again.
Good morning.
I mean, you're a guy that looks at numbers. I don't know what the actual number is. I know this. A few years ago, I wrote a column, many years ago, 10 years ago, about how I believed that California had 5, 6, or 7 members of Congress they were not entitled to because they're counting illegal aliens in California. And depending on how many you believed were there, would have occurred that many congressional seats would have come out of it. Now people say it could be as many as 20 congressional seats in California, Texas, New York, Florida. I mean, this is a total perversion of our republic for representative purposes, is it not?
You know, you'd think so. Look, I mean, as far as the numbers go, there's some numbers that we know and there's some numbers that we don't know. We basically know that there are 8 million people that have turned themselves in when they've come across the border. So that's where the 8 million number comes from. 10 million, there's almost about another 1.9 million so-called gotaways, people that we see but don't catch coming across the border. And then there's the third group that we have no clue about, really, people that we don't see coming across the border. And, you know, the problem that you have is that about 90% of the border agents that would normally be watching the border, a little bit over that, are not watching the border. They're going and processing the people that have been coming through. And the other thing that's been happening is that the drug cartels, which are doing a lot of this human trafficking, have been spreading out where people have been coming across so as to make it even more difficult for our agents to go and watch the border there. And so you have large portions of the border where nobody's watching it.
Yeah.
And so we know how many people are coming across because they're large places in the border.
They don't know.
We're not even watching.
None of us know. And we don't know how many were here previously. Like, they were stuck on that number of 11 million for 15 years. It's 11 million. It's 11. Right. It didn't stay static for 15 years. By the way, at 10 million, that's just over 13 seats in Congress, if we accept 10 million is the right number. Something else I've seen, I want to ask you about this. These handouts in Spanish telling illegals, and they're up in Port-a-Johns, they're along the border, they're being handed out, allegedly from an NGO. They deny it, but it says, remember to vote for Joe Biden when you get into the United States. This is in Spanish, being handed out to the illegals. I mean, this is just outrageous, isn't it?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
The thing is, when people register to vote, they're not being asked to prove that they're American citizens. You have a number of states which give anybody who tries to get a driver's license, they also let them go and vote, register to vote at the same time. In many places, it's just the honor system. You know, you're asking them whether or not they're an American citizen or not. But if they say that they are, then the Department of Motor Vehicles accepts that and adds them to the voter list that are there. And then they go and vote, and it's not like there's some other backup plan to go and double check them later on to see whether or not they're American citizens or not. So, you know, God only knows how many of those people are actually voting.
Right. So the motor voter laws, you know, seemed like a pretty good idea at one point, but honestly, maybe not so good because, look, once you go to the polling place, you say, here's my ID, because there's no, I don't know if there's any differentiation between me getting a driver's license and a Mexican national getting a driver's license or a guy from China or wherever they may be from. I don't know if there's anything on there that says, hey, this is a legal citizen and this is not, right? I don't know if there's any difference there.
No, unfortunately, there's not. So, look, a lot of the stuff will be brought out and talked about in the impeachment of Mayorkas. There are lots of laws which he, the Republicans in the House, have said that he is violating in his position. Democrats don't want to go through that. They want to claim that there's nothing substantial in their articles of impeachment. If that's true, it should be very easy to go and defeat the impeachment.
Well, you would think so. Now, they don't want to go through impeachment at all. That's why we heard Ted Cruz just yesterday talking about John Tester said when he came in with the the articles of impeachment with the House manager, Tester fled. So there's one person that we don't know what he's going to do. The second one's Mitt Romney, who is giving indications he might vote with the Democrats. And then there's John Fetterman, who, strangely enough, has been staunchly pro-border. He's been very serious about saying the border needs to be closed. This is wrong. We don't really know how this is going to play out, do we?
Right. Well, what Schumer wants to do, the majority leader for the Democrats, what he wants to do is to take what they say, table the whole move there so they don't have to have a hearing on it. But, you know, even in voting to go and table it, you're saying you don't even need to look at the evidence to kind of throw out the case. And the Senate's evenly divided. So, you know, if Tester were to flip or you were to get Fetterman to go against Democrats, you know, even if Romney were to go the other way, you know, you could end up having to have the hearing anyway. Romney, you know, it's pretty clear he would vote to find Mayorkas innocent on that, not guilty. But that doesn't mean he's going to go and vote not even to have a hearing to begin with.
I guess we have to find out, because if he goes that way, even if Fetterman and Tester come the other way, that leaves you at 50-50, and then, of course, you get Kamala Harris to come in as your tiebreaker, and it gets tabled so they never have to hear it. It's never been done in American history that I'm aware of, that an impeachment of any sort, of any level, of a federal judge, a member of the cabinet, a president, anybody that's ever faced impeachment, that it's just been tabled and pushed away. It's never happened, has it?
No, I mean, there have been 21 impeachments that have occurred in U.S. history. Three of them didn't get a hearing before the Senate because the individuals had resigned after they had been impeached. But everybody else, all 18 of them, had a hearing. And, you know, and half of those cases, the people were found not guilty, and half they were found guilty. And so, you know, and some of those cases weren't particularly strong. And it's not like, you know, people on either side are necessarily open to the evidence that's there. There are many Democrats that aren't going to listen to see whether or not, you know, their views aren't going to change by hearing the evidence. But that was true with the impeachments of Trump. I mean, does anybody really think that the evidence that was provided changed the Republican views or the Democratic views on how they were going to vote on those issues? I don't think so. But they still sat through the hearing, the whole Senate, even when the Republicans were in control of the Senate during the first impeachment for Trump. They still had the hearing. They still had went through the very repetitious discussion from the House managers that were there. They sat through them. And, you know, the question is, why won't the Democrats follow what's been 250 years of U.S. tradition on this?
Yeah, that's a fine question as to how we get to where we belong on this. It just, it's a divided nation, John, and I don't think it's going to do anything to bring us back together if Chuck Schumer just says, yeah, we're not worried about this. It is the number one issue, time and again, in poll after poll. Not every poll, but 9 out of 10 polls that I've seen put the broken border as the most critical issue. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know, Democrats claim that they care about the poor, that they care about poor minorities that are there. Who do they think they're taking jobs away from. You know, you look at the latest job numbers that have come out. Over the last year, there have been about 1.6 million non-citizens who have gotten jobs. But we've lost about 700,000 jobs for native-born Americans.
Right.
Over that same period.
We lose jobs. We're losing across the board.
The jobs that we've had in the United States have been these non-citizens that have been
getting jobs. Got to
leave
it right there, John. You're exactly right. Find out more at crimeresearch.org. The conversation will continue because the border is not going to be closed tomorrow or anytime soon. John, thank you. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com.